I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was racking my brains, and I can't recall the Garden sounding quite that loud. That special sound that, if you've been to the Garden, you know, place was on fire. We're joined now by the head coach of St. John's Basketball Hall of Famer, my good buddy Chris Mullen. Johnny's 19-7. They've taken out the Villanova Wildcats, Jay Wright's team, defending national champs. Molly, that was special. I mean, that was different. What's happening, buddy? How are you today?
TKMB, good afternoon, man. How you guys doing?
We are good, man.
Doing fantastic.
With all the success. What did it feel like for you? I know BT was championing this big time yesterday on social media, and obviously today as well. What did it feel like for you? That's a big win for your program.
Yeah, it was a big step forward, Teak. We've had our last two games at the Garden kind of lackluster. The Georgetown game actually played really well, made some NBA threes against us. The Providence game, we played good defense. We didn't rebound the ball, so some things have been hurting us. It was really important for us to get that breakthrough game at the Garden with a packed house against a championship team. And we talked about that, just, you know, taking that next step. You know, we've been a little bit inconsistent in backing up wins. So we put together two good games now, and you know, we enjoyed last night. Now our focus is on Providence now coming up.
Yeah, of course. This is year four, Coach, and you think about – you know, where you started, and BT has been optimistic, even though it's been, the prospects have been dim. BT's
hey,
always
man, bro,
optimistic.
Mully, hey, I got to get his back. There. Mully knows that, right, Chris? Come on, you know how we do it in Flatbush.
But to you, does it feel like, you know, all of this hard work and dedication that you've been putting in is finally starting to pay off? And when you get a big win like that at the Garden, it also helps on the other side of your job, which is recruiting.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, but really, this has been a natural progression. Everyone wants it to happen faster. Mm-hmm. This is exactly the way it's supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to happen overnight. And you're supposed to go through growing pains. So in my mind, we're right on schedule. You know, progression, not perfection. And that's what we've shown. And the resiliency, when things don't go right, don't blame, don't point fingers, go back to work. So from that standpoint, I think we're right on target, right where we need to be. I thought yesterday was a big step forward for us, you know, playing in front of a packed house against a championship team. So that's good, but we have to back it up again. So, you know, the progression continues. The focus stays the same. The preparation stays the same. And I think we'll keep on getting better. Like you said, it does help recruiting. The one thing that has really been impressive, and BT been a bunch of games, our crowds have been growing.
Yeah.
And I think they feel that this is a legitimate team. Again, they've been through this process with us. I think there's something about that. When you take steps together, you know, you deal with losses and wins together, I think there's a organic, genuine feel about it. And there's no place better to take a big step forward than a packed house at MSG.
There's no building like it. There's no doubt about that. Chris Mullen, head coach of St. John's Basketball Hall of Famer, year number four. Johnny's knocking on the door, 20 wins, obviously getting ready for Providence. Always a tough battle up there at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. That's coming up on Wednesday. You know, Chris, I don't know if you look at it this way, but we've seen so many games where Shamari Ponds, whether it's 40 or 35 or 29, whatever he drops, I mean, he's basically had an All-American kind of season and an All-American kind of career. But I almost think that it's a good thing that you guys won and he played poorly by his standards. Like, he didn't carry you to the finish line like he's done so many times. Other guys were forced to gain ownership of this game. Most notably, Figueroa, who's got a great motor and is really tough. But can you speak to winning a big game without Shamari Ponds, having a vintage game? I think that's big for the program.
It is, and I think, BT, what it shows, too, is Shamari, you know, he's got a gift for scoring, no doubt about it. He's got incredible instincts. But to me, the biggest part of his game is his playmaking, his passing, his vision. So the reason LJ and Mustafa were able to get those, you know, catch and shoots and plays out in the open floor is because there's a lot of attention being paid to Shamari. And I thought yesterday he did a good job of, bringing that attention to him and getting rid of the ball and trusting his teammates that something good would happen. Now, it didn't happen right away. We were getting good looks in the first half. We weren't knocking them down. Over time, we got our players are good enough. They're going to, if we have open shots, we're going to make them. And I think that trust is really important. And then, Shamar, like I said, his playmaking ability is as important as his scoring. And having Mustafa, LJ, Justin, and Marvin as guys that can really take over games as well. And a lot of times they're playing on, you know, 4-on-3, 3-on-2 situations because they're doubling Shamari.
Yeah.
We feel totally comfortable with that.
There's no doubt. You mentioned Mustafa Herod, obviously, is a national show. People might understand or recognize that name from his days at Auburn. Big-time transfer, second-team All-SEC. He's fit in very nicely. You know, Chris, you know, I've known you for a while, and you never get too high, never get too low. You don't spike one way or the other. You're pretty even keel. That every time I seem to see you, whether we're shooting something on campus for TV or just catching up in a locker room or I see you before a game, you're always the same guy. Mm-hmm. But I have to think that when you guys are down 19, even if you didn't visibly show it to your team, you had to be stewing a bit. You had to be ticked off the way the first 16, 17 minutes of that game went. You had 20,000 people there. It was a show-me kind of a game. You must have been stewing inside a little bit, no?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm trying to figure out what to do to help these guys get back in the game. That's really where my focus is. Whether I'm upset or not really doesn't matter. But as I was watching that first half, I didn't see anything that we couldn't change. You know, I thought we were getting good looks. I thought to start the game, you know, we gave up a three right away. That was something we talked about not doing to Gillespie. Keep running them off the line. As you see, as the game wore on, you know, final stats, he was 1-for-8. Pascal was 2-for-11, and Booth was 2-for-11. So we accomplished our goal. It just took a little bit of a while to work into the game. But I thought our guys did a good job mentally staying in it. And there's no doubt the close of the half was a big momentum build for us. We were down 18 in one of the timeouts, and we just talked about cutting this lead down to 14 or 12. And I thought that shot, although a lot of guys wouldn't take it, that Justin Simon took, it went from 14 to 11. Now you have a manageable number,
mm-hmm.
and lo and behold, our defense remained solid, and then we started making some open shots.
Yeah, you know, I want to ask you about Zion Williamson, because I know you guys played him Super Bowl mm-hmm. weekend a couple weeks ago, but
yep.
real quickly, back to Shamar Ponds. Do you see him as a pro, and what kind of pro will he be?
Yeah, Shamar, I watch enough NBA games. He's better than a lot of guys that are playing in the league now, and the one thing I always talked to him about from the first day he stepped on campus was being sharp and quick and playing with pace all the time. Because I've been around enough NBA teams, when you have the smaller type guards, whether it be 6 feet, 6'2", 6'1", or under, they're the most energetic, and they set the pace, whether it be shoot around, practice, and in the game, they play with the most energy. And that's been something I've been stressing to Shamar. He's done a much better job this year with his pace. And playing sharp, and he'll continue to do that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he doesn't have to play against this guy you played a couple weeks ago and Zion Williamson, because he's a man. Look, my Cavaliers, they beat everybody except for Duke, except because of Zion Williamson, and I guess mm-hmm. R.J. Barrett as well. But
yeah.
You talk about, you know, the evolution of the basketball athlete, because he jumps out of the gym, and he's 280. And what was it like playing against that guy?
Yeah, you know what? Tiki, the athleticism of these guys, I don't know why it keeps changing, but it keeps getting better, bigger, stronger, yeah. quicker, more power. I don't know how it happens, but I remember back in the day, you know, to me, one of the longest crazy athletes to play against was Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
Right? He was tough. He was long. He could defend. You get by him, you think you're open. He'd somehow get back to recover and block your shot. But now you look at Antetokounmpo, he's way longer and bigger, more athletic than Scottie.
Yeah.
You know, So Zion, to me, look, his size, his athleticism, his power is visible. You can see it, obviously. But to me, his speed is really, really incredible from end to end. I mean, he'll get from half court to the rim in one dribble and just 2-3 strides. And I've mentioned this before, BT and Tiki, is the one thing that really sticks out to me is the joy that he plays with.
No, interesting.
You know, and a guy like him who's been critiqued and rated since he was probably 11 years old,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that wears on you. I love the way he gets along with his teammates in game, pressure games. He's out there laughing, having fun. And to me, that's something that's really important for young kids to maintain, because, you know, at such a young age with social media and being rated after each performance, they're going up and down in the ratings, and their draft stock is going up and down. To be able to maintain that love of the game, I think, is really, really important. And in some ways, it becomes a talent in itself. just to maintain that passion and love of the game.
That's good perspective. That's Chris Mullin, head coach of St. John's. Johnny's, I know Chris isn't going to say this, but they just punched a ticket last night. They'll, you know, handle business the last five games of the conference tournament. St. John's is in good shape here. I said that, Chris, the best comparison I could come up with is a lefty Larry Johnson before Larry lost his hops when he hurt his back. Do you have a better one for Zion?
If I could use two guys, I would morph Charles Barkley and Sean Kemp and put them together.
Jeez. Yeah. Wow. Jeez.
You know, that's power.
He's got those
speed,
long arms.
You know, size.
Oh, my God.
He's incredible, man. He's going to be when he gets to the NBA and he plays with that extra space that they have in the wide key,
yeah,
he's going to be a monster.
Yeah, speaking of Sean Kemp, they were rolling some highlights back over the weekend about the dunk contest. I saw Chris Mullin making a business decision back in the day. Sean Kemp, the Rain Man, was coming down to flush one. Chris didn't even try. He said, you made a U-turn. You ran out of the paint very smartly, I might add, Coach. Well, got out.
I was guarding the corner three, so I wasn't supposed to help out of there, you know?
And yeah.
Back in the day, you know, you didn't take charges in the NBA. You either blocked it or you got out of the way. So I did, like you said, I made a business decision.
Yep. Hey, by the way, I've always wondered, I don't even know if I've asked you this off the record. Like, I wonder, Chris, if you think today, right? Because we all know you couldn't run, you couldn't jump, but you were an amazing passer. You had a sweet shot, as good as anybody. Your IQ is through the roof here. And you played when the game was physical. I mean, literally fist fights with Georgetown, fist fights in the NBA. Do you think you'd be better today? The athlete's better today, but the spacing is different. Who would Chris Mullin or what would Chris Mullin be today in the NBA?
Well, I always think, you know, the way I learned the game without the three-point line helped a lot of other aspects of my game, moving without the ball, being able to shoot different types of shots inside the key and drawing fouls. So I thought that all came from playing without the three-point line. Now, I tell our own players, it's always important to look, the three ball is the one of the most important parts of the game now, and it's changed the game dramatically. But to be able to incorporate all different parts of the game is really important. I don't think I'd have the same feel I had for the game, but later in my career, you know, I was in the NBA now. It's almost a new job, like in baseball where you have, when we grew up, BT was a starter and a closer, right?
Yep, that's it.
Then you have a starter, a middle reliever, a one-inning guy, then a closer. So back in the day, you know, if you were a shooter, that wasn't good enough. You had to be able to play and shoot. Now there's almost a job where all you really have to do is shoot. But that's where the game has changed. The three-point shot has dominated the game now analytically. Obviously, it makes sense. But I still do think it's really how you create those shots is most important.
Awesome. All right, Mully, listen, I know you're juggling. You guys obviously playing late. You know, by the time you get back to campus, I'm sure – a little bit late last night, getting ready to go to Providence midweek. I appreciate some time, buddy. Huge win yesterday. Great job. And I know I'll see you. Well, I won't be at the Providence game. I'll see you again at Seton Hall next weekend at the Garden.
Always my pleasure, Tiki BT.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.